Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, everyone, you are now online and in conference with the Point Christian Fellowship and God in the Mist Radio, and this is the Points of Light for February 8, 2019. I am your co-host, Elder Paul McCoy, pastor of the Point Christian Fellowship, East St. Louis Division, and Church of God in Christ of Faith Tabernacle. Tonight we're going to have our co-host and who is the pastor of the Point Christian Fellowship located in McKinney, Texas, Pastor Herbert McCoy Jr. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. We thank and praise God for you and for everyone that is with you on the video conference and on the connecting call. Tonight, what we will do is we know that this is the month that we speak on love. So what we wanted to do is right now we want to turn it over into your hands.
Amen, amen. Yeah, we're going to continue on. We have been trying to get some folks to come on and talk with us. But I'll just tell you once again this evening, there is a word this evening, and we're going to continue on in God's word, looking at a word from Ephesians this evening. Before we start, once again, we want to say that we are grateful for God in the Mist hosting this, hosting us online. We know that this is We know some of the challenges with getting online and doing all of this. So we are grateful that we're able to continue on. Glad that Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy keeps it going. And we're going to go on and get started with we got Deacon Michael on with us this evening, and who will give us a scripture, and we got Minister Calvin on, who will give us prayer. Did you have anybody on that end for a song?
Right now, Elder Marshall has not joined us yet. He may show up while we're moving.
All right, we're going to go on and move forward, and if Deacon Michael is there, we're going to go on and get him to start us with scripture.
Good evening, everyone. I'm in. I am out and about. Good thing Pastor called me. I was trying to call in, so I guess we just connect that way. And I'm going to be reading Psalm 24, verse 1 through 3 and 7 through 10, the King James Version. And he says, "The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it up on the seas and established it up on the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift him up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come once again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for this night, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for Friday Night Light, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us, Father God, to uplift and praise your holy name, O Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I just ask you right now, Heavenly Father, for everyone that's on this highway tonight, Lord God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty, awesome way, Lord God. But for whatever they're going through or for whatever their needs may be, Lord, I ask you to bless them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And then, Father God, I come up lifting the man or the woman of the hour that's going to deliver your word, Lord God. I just ask you to pour to him or her, Lord God, and say what thus says the Lord, Lord God, to feed your people, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you for what you're about to do tonight over this highway in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Marshall, are you there? Marshall, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Good evening to you, Elder Marshall. If you wouldn't mind, could you give us a song of praise?
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, dear to my heart but the blood applied. Glory to his name, oh, glory to his name. Precious name, oh, glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, I am so undisturbed, saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name, precious name. Oh, glory to his name, precious name. Oh, death to my heart was the blood of pride. Glory to his name. Oh, come to this mountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge into day and be made complete. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, sing it. Glory to his name, precious name. Oh, glory to his name, precious name. Oh, death to my heart, what the blood of Christ. Singing glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name, precious name. Oh, glory to his name, precious name. Oh, death to my heart, but the blood applied. Oh, glory to his name.
Amen, amen. Glory to his name, his precious name. To my heart, his blood was applied. Glory to his name. Amen, amen. We thank you so much, as always, Elder Marshall, for that song of praise. Thank you so much for being a support ministry. Amen. Pastor. Pastor Herbert, I'd like to get a little bit of feedback. Amen, amen. Pastor Herbert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
A little bit of feedback going on.
Oh, listen
to me. All right. Are you there? Hello, are you there, sir?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can still hear you. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can mute this other line.
Okay,
let me check with you again. Am I pretty clear now?
Yeah, you're pretty clear. It's still a slight echo, but I'm one second, everybody. We're just having a slight bit of technical difficulty. We should be ready.
Yeah.
And up and rolling.
I have Michael.
Is that right?
And Mr.
All right.
Okay, that should clear me up pretty well.
There you are. Wonderful.
Okay, that cleared me up on my end, but I think I still have you muted so that I can't unmute you. So what I'm going to have to do is dial back in on my phone.
All right.
I think what I'm going to do, though, so that I'm not getting the cross contact, Paul, if you could just go it on and send me a hangout message like you did before and let me know that you can hear well, then I'll go it on and continue with the message. And, then I'll turn back on from there. But I was trying to clear up some of the background noise. If I'm coming in clearly, please answer on Hangout, Paul, so that I might be able to read your message. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we are so glad once again that we are able to come online. We are so appreciative once again of God in the midst. We thank Pastor Paul for all that he does to get us online, to keep all of this running. God is doing a great work. We were looking forward this month to hearing from people that were married for a while and that they would talk. But it seemed like God just wanted to go on and do something else. So, I always found out it's always easier to work with him and what he wants to do than to keep trying and trying and trying to do something different. So, but what we want to do this evening with God's blessing is to look at scripture that comes from the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter, the first through the second verses. And it reads as follows. It says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma." Now, we talked last week about this agape love, and I know it's very difficult sometimes to think about this unconditional love that God has for us. It's a wonderful love, and I wanted to just take a little bit of a step here forward and go a little bit further. I want to talk this evening because there are people on the line, and I don't know who it is that need to hear this, but there's at least one person online that needs to hear this because he brought it to heart this evening. So I'm just going to go right ahead with it, and this is what we're going to talk about from this scripture. We're going to talk about love, sex, and lasting relationships. Yes. I know we talked last week about that agape love, about that unconditional love. But there are some other matters. There's some matters here on earth that we need to be able to deal with. And as we deal with this thing with, and we talked about the godly love, but there's a love that we have. There's sex we get involved with, and there are relationships that we are involved with. And first of all, we have a kind of an earthly prescription that happens here. And if you look at any Hollywood movie, you'll find, or if you look at some of the Hollywood dramas, you'll find here that the prescription, that the steps that they follow, and it's usually four steps, it's four of them. First of all, you have to find the right person. So that means you need to be going around looking. I've heard the old saying, people say they were looking for love in all the wrong places. But that's what our earthly intellectual minds would tell us, that that's what we do. We need to find the right person. This person just got to be right. They might need to look right. They may need to act right. They may need to treat me right. But the thing of it is that people might only look right for a little while, because their looks don't change. People might only act right for a little while, because the way that they act might change with the way that you react. So that can change, and so it's not so much about just finding the right person. But anyway, I'm gonna go it on. I got to go down this trail here. First, we have to find the right person. Then we have to fall in love. And now, if we're not talking about this agape love now. This is another. This is a sensual kind of love. This is the kind of love that we ought to be caring about one another. We already like one another. I do good to you. You do good to me. And it just ought to feel right. It just ought to feel right. Everything just needs to be just so that we can fall in love. And then thirdly, the third step here is that we begin to fix our hopes and dreams on this person for our future fulfillment. So we found the right person. We fell in love with this person. And now we're going to fix our hopes and dreams on this person for our future fulfillment.
Now that's the three primary steps. But then we get to step four, and see, we get to four, and four is it could be failure. If failure occurs, then what you do is you go and repeat steps one, two, and three. You find the right person. You fall in love. And then you fix your hopes and your dreams on this person for future fulfillment. And as someone might say these days, as they're asking someone that is going through this kind of venture, I will pose the question here: how's that working for you? See, there is a the success rate is not very high with this particular formula to find the right person. Because we got to do it from our minds, we have to do it from our feelings, we have to do it from our interest. To fall in love, and it's a lot of times it's a ooey gooey, it's a feeling, it's about being treated right, and me liking the way that this person acts, and then fixing our hopes and dreams on a person. If you ever put your hopes and dreams on somebody, your hopes might come crashing down, your dreams might become nightmares. But then, if it don't work out, then you can just go on back and try it again. So with this particular formula that we use, those of us that are the earthbound people, we find that there is pain. Yeah, there's a lot of pain that goes on here. And then there's the fallout, because after you get so much pain, there's going to be a lot of fallout. And then there's the damage. There's a lot of damage. So you get pain, you get fallout, and then there's damage. And then there can even be collateral damage, because see, if you think you found the right person and you fell in love and you fixed your hopes and your dreams, then your hopes and dreams are something that somebody else has been looking for you to do in their life, and so there could be collateral damage. Yes, yes, yes. So that is how we look at this. But you know, the Bible tells us in Romans, and over there in Romans, I think it's Romans 12:2, it tells us, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, okay, so we talked about this, how we look at this thing from our earthly perspective. And I don't know who needs to hear it. I don't know who's online that needs to hear this tonight, but somebody needs to know this. As we said, as we look at Ephesians 5, 1 through 2, we look at God's prescription for lasting relationships. We looked at how we can do it from our worldly perspective. When we put all our mind to it, all our intellect and everything we've learned from mama, daddy, cousin Betsy May and auntie down in Tallahassee. We've done all of that, and we continue to find failure. But we continue to try. We don't give up. And then there's damage. There's even collateral damage. But these are the steps that, as Ephesians tells us, it says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. So we're back now at this love that we talked about last time. We're talking about this agape love. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love. Walk in that kind of love that God has. So we got four steps again here. We got four steps again. The first step here now is to become the right person. But we ain't looking for somebody. We want to become the right person. Why? How do we do that? Well, he tells us, he says, be imitators of God as beloved children. That's how we imitate him, is we love the way that he loves. And we talked about that. We talked about that unconditional love. We talked about the love that looks upon this world and just look for what we might be able to do in this world with God, for God, as he has loved us as his beloved children. And then when we can set our sights on becoming the right person, and we know it's very difficult to perfect this love that God has. But if we want to do this now, as we look at this, we talked about love, sex, and relationships. Well, you know, when you look at all of those, what you want to do is become, first of all, the right person. And then, secondly, we want to walk in love. So we want to become the right person. We need to find out about this love of God. We need to be in his word. We need to be in communication with him. We need to have a relationship with God. Before we have a relationship with anybody else, we need to have a relationship with him, which allows us to become the right person. And then we can walk in love as his beloved children there in Ephesians 5. And one, it tells us to walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us. Who are you willing to give your life up for? Yes, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. That's how we become the right person, is that we offer ourselves as a sacrifice to God. And we walk in this love. And then thirdly, we need to fix our hope on God and seek to please him through this relationship. So whatever it is we're doing, our hope is not fixed on a person. Our future is not fixed on a person. Our hope is fixed on God, and we seek to please him through this relationship we're getting involved with. And I'll tell you, when you can seek to please him, I've read somewhere that it's impossible without faith. It is impossible to please God. So we need to fix our hope on God and seek to please him through the relationship. Now, if there is failure here, because remember before we looked before and we said that we find the right person, we fall in love, and we fix our hopes and dreams on that person. But no, here we become the right person because of our relationship with God. We walk in his love, and we fix our hope on him. If we have failure, there is no failure in God. Go back to step number one and become the right person. Find out some more about his love. Find out, baby, talk to him. Talk to God. Pray to God and listen to God through his word, and you'll become the right person, and you'll be able to walk in his love, and you'll have your hope fixed on him, and you'll seek to please him in any other relationship you're involved in. So
The success rate here is mighty high. There. Matter of fact, from what I understand, there is no failure in God. So if there's something here that ain't quite adding up, well, I say go back to step one. You need to look at that relationship with God. Well, with that worldly way, with the earthly way, we know that there was some pain that happened. We know that there was some fallout that would take place. And then there was damage, even collateral damage. But see, here, when we can follow these steps here, when we can become the right person, when we can walk in love, and we can fix our hope on God and seek to please Him through any relationship we're in, then we look at the reward. We're not looking at pain. We look at the reward. We look at the legacy. We look at the legacy of God. We can see God in everything that's going on. We can see God in that relationship. And we can probably see God in the relationship before that relationship, because there's a legacy in the relationship that we have with God. So it is rewarding. There is the reward. There is the legacy. And this time, we're not talking about damage. We're talking about blessing. There is the reward. There is the legacy. And then there is the blessing. Everything becomes a blessing. The Bible says that all things work together for those that good, for those that love God, the call according to His purpose. Blessing. You're blessed to be a blessing. So, in this month of love, as we go through, I thank God that He gives us what we need to become the right person. We're able to walk in love as His beloved children, and we can fix our hope on God and seek to please Him through the relationship that we're involved in. And then we know that there is great success. We know there's really no failure in God, and we know that there is the reward, the legacy, and the blessing that God continues to bestow upon us, that we might be able to be blessed. And the only reason we're blessed is to be a blessing. And we thank God. Praise God. As I said, I don't know who needs to hear tonight, but somebody needed to hear. And I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Paul and see if I can't get this side of my computer right, so that I don't have this echo. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for made tonight. We thank and praise God for Pastor Herbert and continuing as he talked about love, sex, and lasting relationships, how we can connect exclusively with each other, and how we can do this without fail. How do we love without fail? We first start with God. It all starts with God. Why? Because, as we know, according to the word, God is love. So if God is love, why would you begin anywhere else? And as always, this evening, we speak to those that are either on the line or those that will be listening in the future, that this is your opportunity, and this opportunity is to you, as you are still in the land of the living, to find out what love truly is, how it affects your life in a positive and everlasting way, how it can go into a system where it is not high risk or imminent to fail, to become loving without fail, to change yourself, to change your thinking, to change your actions, to be able to walk, speak, and act in love, not just based upon the world or based upon situations or circumstances that you can or cannot change or want or not want to change, but because of your relationship, your connection, and your active relationship with God through Christ Jesus, this is the opportunity to confess and believe. As Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart. And I say and because a lot of people don't understand that that word is there for the reason to say that both are must be true. Confess and believe. Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that he died, rose again for your sake, you shall be saved. And then love will lift you. As an old song said, love lifted me. Nothing else could help. Love lifted me. And only love that can truly lift you never comes from the world, never comes from things, not even people. It comes from Christ. And with Christ and through Christ, you are able to connect to the true source of love, which is our Heavenly Father. So this is your chance. This is a wonderful and prime chance to find out what it means to love everlasting, to be loved everlasting, to share love everlasting, and watch it never fail in your life. No matter what people do, how they treat you, no matter what the situation is, love will not fail, especially when it is connected with God, especially when it comes from God through Christ. To take this opportunity. If you do not have a church home, always know that the Point Christian Fellowship is always here for you. We are everywhere. But if for some chance you cannot find us, find a church home locally in your area so that the Word of God can be taught to you. Find those that are truly loving according to the Word of God so that you can see that everlasting love come in. Come and be a part of your life in real time. So from this week, we're so thankful to be a part of this ministry as always. We thank and praise God for the Point Christian Fellowship. We thank and praise God for God in the Midst Radio being a part of this, supporting us and giving us the opportunity to be able to share this. Pastor McCoy, are you still there? Are you able to connect back with us without all the feedback? Amen. He still might be trying to log back in. But while we're
okay.
Doing
this, can you hear us? Do you have me now?
We can hear you.
Okay,
good. The feedback is really good. But we'll continue to move forward. If you want, Pastor, if you want to hang up and try to call back in a moment, you can. It's up to you. Let us know.
I'm thinking we'll be good.
All right.
I have actually muted both Deacon Michael and Minister Calvin. They may have to press one if they want to say something,
yeah.
Or they may have to press the mute button on their phone. I don't know how it's working, but that's how I got rid of some of the feedback. But I'm going to get me off. And I'll get back in. Are you getting feedback now?
No, you're good now. You're
okay.
Very good.
All right.
So for those that are listening right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go into our comment section, our commenting phase. I will first start off, as always, with Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, are you there? Can you hear us?
Huh?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
Okay. I think he did a wonderful job explaining the love, and the love of Jesus, it takes care of us all. And I just thank the Lord for him tonight. And I love him very much, love of all of you very much tonight for listening to that program. And we'll have it from now on. Love, I guess we got two more nights to put love again. And I really enjoyed it.
Amen.
I love y'all too. Hallelujah. Hi, everybody. This is Apostle Kizzy. Praise God.
Can you hear?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. Waiting for Pastor Herbert to respond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he is there. He is. I think we're just still having that issue with feedback.
Yeah, I got you, but I have to get the feedback off.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, we're here.
So, well, amen. Always a good word from the Lord. And as you said, the scripture for, I guess, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church, gave himself up for it. And, and the way you explained it, and I may be putting something in that you didn't really say, but I think you said this, that I'm paraphrasing it, that even that love that is doesn't start off being agape love. So when God gets into it, and you really invite God in it, who is love, it becomes greater than just a physical love between a man and a woman. And that's your sex part of it. And what I wanted to say is that I've been thinking about this. When I saw this, I think it was a couple of years ago, Pastor Herbert, I saw your love for your wife go to a whole nother level, like I've never seen before. And this was a couple of years ago. We had gone, Pastor Mom, myself, and Pastor Catherine went to visit them in Dallas. Pastor Herbert came to see you in Dallas. And remember, we were sitting at the kitchen table and or the dining room table, and Diane was, later on we found out she was dehydrated, Lady Diane, and she passed out while we were right there at the table. And I saw love go into action. I mean, we were all praying, pleading the blood of Jesus, and Pastor Herbert went over and hugged her and loved on her, and she came back. Hallelujah. And it was like, you know, I know you guys have been married for, is it over 40 years now?
Yeah.
Amen. And that love has gone to a whole nother place in the Lord. We saw that agape, that compassion, you know, when Jesus healed them with compassion, love is all in that, you know, the agape love, the compassion. And, I mean, she came back, and I would say out of the love of God that's in you for your wife, caused her to just come right on back. It was
amen.
So awesome to see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And I really appreciate that.
Hallelujah.
So we just thank God for you.
Amen. I said, my brother done growed up.
Yeah, but I still be Junebug.
I know you still Junebug. But right then, Junebug was gone. He had left the planet. And the Lord took over. Hallelujah. I saw God. I saw his love bring Lady Diane back.
Glory.
I'll never forget it. Praise God. Praise God. You probably don't want people to know that, but I let them know.
Hey, glory. Glory
that's
to God.
That's a good testimony.
And yeah, that you preach it what you...
what you live in.
What you live in, right.
Amen.
You know, Mama would love you for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lift up all this technical stuff in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for straightening it all out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for Pastor Mom and Pastor Kizzy for your input and your comments that you've given tonight and the encouragement that comes from them. Right now, that do not know, if you do have anything you wish to say, please press your number one key and give us an acknowledgement that you wish to speak. Right now we have another, Reverend Treva.
Hi, good evening. God bless everybody.
Good evening.
I really enjoyed the message tonight, love, and I just thank you and thank you that I'm able to listen, and I love all y'all, Pastor Herbert, Pastor Paul, Pastor Mom, Pastor Kizzy, Pastor Kat, Pastor Helen, the whole gang, everybody. And that's all I have to say tonight. Thank you for your word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
So much.
God bless you.
God bless y'all too.
Thank you so much for your support and coming on the call and supporting us. We are so happy for you. We're happy to have you. And we love you as well. Amen.
Okay. Thank
you. Bye-bye. Amen. We have another request. I believe this is Pastor Catherine.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
So good to hear you guys' voice again. Thank you all. Thank you for the message, Pastor.
Glory to God.
And I think Apostle Kizzy really kind of brought that out. And I remember that night so very well. And I guess when we tell it, you had to really be there to really see the love that you had for your wife that night. That was an awesome experience to see our brother and son that night. And I, like she said, the love of Christ just brought her back. I mean, just brought her back to conscience. The love of Christ in you. I mean, nobody can exemplify Christ the way you did that night towards your wife.
Amen.
Yes. And I thank God for you. Thank God for the message and tonight. And I just want to also, I know I'm on you, but I want to also thank Minister Treva. She never misses calling each one of our names out. She always calls each one of our names out. And that's a blessing, and that's also love, the love of Christ. Always recognizing the people that we are surrounded by and have love for. I just want to say thanks to her, too. And thanks to you and Pastor Paul. It's so good to hear you all voice.
Amen.
And see you all keep it on pushing on. So thank you all so much. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as always, Pastor Catherine. So we love you. We love you dearly. We're so happy to share the love of Christ with you and to be able to just fellowship with you when you come on. It's always a wonderful, it's always an uplifting to us to hear your voice when you come on and speak words of encouragement when you're very so transparent. Mm-hmm. Love that. We do. We're so appreciative of that. It's encouraging. Mm-hmm. As we continue to move forward, if anyone else have anything they would like to say, it's not a base of obligation. It is your choice. So if you do, please press your number one key, and we will acknowledge you. Like I said, Pastor called out, Minister Carl, or Deacon Mike, if you have anything you would like to say. I'm not sure if you are on. I know there's a number here that I do not recognize.
Yeah, they're on my system. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity.
Yeah, they're on through Hangout.
Okay.
And I'm not certain how they can unmute. I muted them, but they have to unmute themselves.
So it might be
a thing that they need to press one, or they need to unmute their phone.
Well, it may be they since they're running through that, and that's sometimes.
Can you hear me?
Maybe because of these systems.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah,
well,
they may not be.
I hit *6, and it allowed me to unmute. Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of it. I heard your word, but after that, then it seems like everything just went blank. Yeah, I just made it home about 5 minutes ago.
No, that's fine. The systems are being a bit weird tonight. It could be the weather. It could be anything. But we like you said, we continue to move forward. We continue to move forward in love. Then you get to the point of love. Anyone else have any comments? Press your one key. Going once, going twice. Amen, amen. Pastor Herbert, did you want to go into the prayer request line now? Did you have anything else you want to say at that point?
Yeah, I think we should go into the prayer request.
Amen. All righty then. We are right now at our prayer request. For those that may have a specific prayer request, even a general prayer request, please, if you're not already unmuted, press your one key. We just we ask that you all continue to pray for my
brother. Can you hear me,
Pastor? Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Can you hear you? Can we hear? I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you say prayer request.
Yes. Yes. I'm not sure what just happened.
Yeah. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He's waiting for you to give your prayer request.
Okay. Yeah. Pray for my wife that went out of town to visit her mother. When she got there, just pray for my wife's family. When she got there, she found out that her uncle, which is her daddy's brother, committed suicide in Maryland.
All right. All right. We would definitely pray. What you said is her uncle? I don't know. He might not be able to hear that. Minister Carl, can you hear me? Okay. can pass to her, but I don't know if he can hear me. He may not be able to. Well, while we're waiting, I wanted to also ask you all to pray for my brother, Nicholas. His mother passed away recently. And Annie B. Williams, his name is Nicholas Williams. He's a the Williams family. Just that he will find comfort at this time, because it was very devastating to him, because recently, back in just less than 6 months ago, we buried our father, Bishop Nathaniel McCoy, and I know that losing his mother as he did is very, 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 very hard upon him. So if I would just ask you all to pray for Nicholas, my brother Nicholas, and the entire Williams family that suffered the loss of Annie B. Williams this past couple of weeks. All right. Anyone else have any prayer requests? I know I don't know if Minister Carl can hear us, but I know his wife, Minister Carla Foreman, went to visit family and found out that her uncles had passed away.
He actually said that he committed suicide.
Okay. That he had committed suicide. Just want to lift them up in prayer at this time. All right. I don't think anybody else has any other requests. Pastor Herbert, if you want to pray, and then we'll move forward.
Well, I'm thinking I got some technical difficulties.
Okay.
So, you may want to go on from here and guide our prayer and then sign us off.
Amen. All right. That'll be fine. That will be definitely fine. Amen. Let us come together in prayer. Lord God, we first, as always, thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for being by us, standing by us, standing with us, and standing for us at these times in our lives, at this time in the lives of all your children upon this planet. We just continuously humbly ask that you will just lead us and guide us. Help us through these moments. Help us through those moments that we speak of openly and those moments that we hide in the dark. Everyone upon this line, everyone, God, you know the hearts of every last man, woman, and or child upon this line and those that are in need. Father, we just ask that you supply that need, whatever that need is, those that are spoken and unspoken. Lord, we first ask, Father, that you will bless, comfort those in the Foreman family, Minister Carla's family, as they suffered the self-inflicted loss of one of their own. We ask, Lord God, that you will give them the comfort that they need. And when the wise come, to bring forth clarity, to give them hope and peace at this time of tragedy and despair. We ask, Lord God, that you will keep them all safe. And those that are being affected by this tragedy, give them all that they need to move forward. Father, we also ask, Lord, that you will just bless the Williams family at the loss and your gain of Annie B. Williams. Bless her sons and her daughters that suffered this loss. Sudden loss. Well, it seems sudden to us, but it was all in your hand. In this time of devastation, to those that are dealing with multiple loss, to bring them comfort and to bring them clarity. to let them not walk down the path of darkness, because that's an easy path to take, but to seek you and not the vibes of this world, to be that hope and despair for them all. Father, we just ask humbly that you will just continue with this ministry, to continue to strengthen us, to continue to help us to increase in you, and let your word abide in all of us, and let your love abide in all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
If it's all right, it's next week, the week of the, which will be week number, is that? 1, 2, 3 February 15th. I will want to continue
yes,
on.
Yes, yes, and we'll continue on in love.
Yes, we will. I would like to continue this. To continue on with an addition to this message, to bring forth just to talk about a few things that was placed upon my heart, and I'm just going to speak on, if it's all right, just speak on what love is, who love is, what love is not, and how to love. We want to continue this going together,
amen.
Moving forward. So, everybody, I pray that you all will come back and join us next week. It is in God's will. We'll be speaking and giving a little bit more detail in regards to love. This is one of my all-time favorite topics, and pretty much one of the things I speak upon. I've been speaking upon as I've been pastoring. Love is the thing for me. So this is definitely right down my alley. So. Pray to see you all, pray to hear from you all, and fellowship with us next week, all that are on the line. And we'll, everything, by the grace of God, will be all.
Amen.
So, if nothing else, we thank we as we say, and this is, it seems like it's just a repetitive thing, but we are thankful. We praise God for this time. It is a precious time because it is not promised to none of us. So take this time to love. Love someone today, tomorrow, every day that you get, every opportunity that you have. Love one another. We're not talking about this just for the sake of talking about it. It is something that we want to practice. So please get out there and love on each other, people. It's the only way we're going to make it. So if there isn't anything else, let us have our benediction so that we can be dismissed. Lord God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy as always. We speak these things because they are important, and they are substantial and sufficient to us all, Father. We thank you for God in the midst. We thank you for the Point Christian Fellowship. We thank you for all that are joining us each and every week. And we just ask, Lord God, that your love will continue in each and every one of our lives. And we pray and we say this and we pray this in Jesus' name. And may the grace of God, may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And abide henceforth now and forevermore. And let your heart say amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. And seek love and seek God. Good night.
Amen. God bless you and good night.